one of the objective proofs, one of the external proofs, has been the marvelous preservation of the Bible. There have been times when actually the Bible has been reduced to just one volume. And there was a king of old, we read about him in Jeremiah, and when the word was sent to him, he took a penknife and he cut it to pieces. But it's quite interesting that we have that word today. There have been a great many Bible burnings. There's a great deal of antagonism to it. They don't burn it today because we're a little too civilized, we think, in this country. So the way they do is just outlaw it in our schools and in many other places. And yet, we talk about that we have freedom of religion and that we have freedom of speech today. And wouldn't a person be free if he wanted to read the Bible? And as we've suggested before, they deny themselves of the greatest literature when the Bible is denied to young people today. In spite of all the attacks, though, that have been made upon it, why, it still exists. And, of course, it's one of the bestsellers. There were, for many years, it was the bestseller, and it's not today. I regret to have to say that, but it is true that it's not the bestseller at the present time. And that is certainly a commentary on our contemporary society, which reveals that the Bible is not really occupying the place that it once did in the history and the life of this nation. Now, I think the preservation of it is worthy of consideration.